lekere shataria mamba harekere sabaha ya bahandu korosha ala ya dekere leisha. Lord, yes, that you manifest your kingdom, oh God.
Hey people, welcome to Praying with Pastor M. I realize that it's been a while I did any of these prayer videos, and I think it's essential because these days I find a lot of people have questions about prayer. People have questions about how do I pray, when do I pray, what do I pray? And so I have decided to come back with Praying with Pastor M so that I can hopefully, the same way I've made some of you fall in love with the Word of God, hopefully make you fall in love with spending time with God and spending time in prayer. So today we're going to start by reading a few scriptures, and then we're going to pray. I want you to practice the art of prayer. And there are different kinds of prayer, but my favorite is what I call intimacy prayers. Time spent with God, listening more for what he has to say than what you have to say to him. And usually, one of the most important ways to pray is that you go back to the Father with his word. There's so many things that you can pray out of the Word of God, but a lot of people don't know that. So we feel like we have to force ourselves, we have to learn special prayers, we have to learn special words. No, just go to the Word and you will find the answers. So today, we're going to start with Jesus teaching on prayer, and then we're going to take it from there. We're going to pray a bit. So starting with Matthew chapter 6, and I'll read to you from verse 5 to 13, and I'm reading the Message translation. I may stop in between. Of course, if the word excites me, I usually will stop and, you know, just rejoice over that. So just bear with me. And Jesus said, "And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. And the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace." We'll just pause there for a bit. Jesus here is giving us steps on how to pray. And he's saying, don't try to make a show out of it. God is not interested in that. You're not entertaining God with your prayers. He says what you need to do is find a quiet, secluded place. So I want to encourage you as much as you can, when you want to pray, when you want to spend time with God, find a quiet place. The Bible tells us that Jesus from time to time would go away and be alone with God. He would always find a way to get away and just spend time with God. So it says, find a quiet, secluded place so you will not be tempted to role play before God. When people are around you, I don't know if you've noticed, sometimes when people are around you, you're tempted to come up with very intelligent words and your tongues has to be refined. God is not interested in all of that. So he says, find a place where it's just me and you. And that's the first step to prayer, knowing that you and God, not anyone else. There's power in corporate prayer, and I encourage it. But there's something about just you and God in a quiet place. No acting, no forming, no nothing. Just you and your Father. And he says, just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. Think about those words for a few minutes. Just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. Just be quiet. In a quiet place, just you and God. Don't try to put on any airs. Don't try to do anything, but just be. And then you said, you know what will happen? He said, the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Verse 7 is so powerful. It says, the world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. And Jesus said, don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with. This is your Father you are dealing with. Another very important thing about prayer is knowing whom you are praying to. You are praying to your Father. He knows you. He knows all your weaknesses. Imagine my son David coming to me now and trying to act like I'm a big boy. Oga, please rest. I cleaned your pampers. I know what's up. I know you in and out. And that's sometimes what happens. We come to God and we act all mature and we have the words. We have all the names of God. And God is saying, it's your Father you're dealing with. You don't need all of this. You don't need to act. You don't need to be anything that you're not. just come into his presence and just enjoy knowing that you're dealing with your Father. And then he says, he knows better than you what you need. And then he says, with a God love like this loving you, you can pray very simply. This is how God says we should pray. He says, our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. I can stay on that for 1 year. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. And that's where we're going to start the prayers from. You know why? Let me tell you why it's so important that God reveals himself. Because if God reveals himself to you and he's your Father, that means, in other words, he's revealing you to yourself. So if you know who God is, if you get a deep revelation of who God is, you will have a strong sense of identity. And that is what Satan cannot deal with. That's a campaign. Satan cannot stand the fact that you know who you are, that you understand that you are a God, a G-O-D, small g, that you also are a God. He cannot stand that. He cannot deal with it. Because if you understand who God is, then you also understand that everything he has is yours because he's your Father. So everything that Jesus has, you have. Everything Jesus can do, you can do. Everything Jesus is entitled to, you are entitled to. The Bible says that we are joint heirs together with him. And so our first prayer today, we're going to say, Father, reveal who you are. I need to know who you are. And you see, we're not just going to stop here. We're going to go into the scriptures and we're going to go and check who God is. So we're going to ask God to open our eyes so that we'll have a deep revelation of who he is. A deep revelation of who he is. I want you to begin to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, he said, this is how you must pray. Says, say, Father, and then in my name, ask for whatever you want. So open your mouth and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, my first request today is that you reveal who you are to me. Open my eyes that I may begin to see and understand who you are. For your word says that if any man boasts, let him boast in this, that he knows and fears the Lord. This God who is faithful in judgment, he's righteous. This same God who is our shepherd, this same God, the God who is Jehovah Roy, the God who sees us, the God who cannot fail, the God who is Jehovah Sabaoth, the God who fights all our battles, the God of the angel armies, the God who commands the host of heaven, that same God who sits in the heaven and makes the earth his footstool, that God, Father, I ask you to reveal yourself that I may know you, that I may know and understand your ways, your desires, your passions, the things that unlock your heart. Those are the things that I want to understand. And so, Father, I ask that you open my eyes. Open my eyes and let me have an understanding, a deep revelation of who you are. Lord, we ask you today, reveal yourself in the everyday things, in our going out, in our coming in, when we're awake, when we're sleeping. Let us have constant encounters with you and let them be sustained encounters. Lord, we don't want encounters that we will forget. We want encounters that will be sustained. In our rising up, we think of you first. In our going to bed, we think of you last. We want to be conscious of your presence at all times. We want to be conscious of the fact that you are a shepherd. And because of that, we know that we will not lack anything. Reveal to us yourself, your nature, your passion, your person, oh God. Reveal to us, oh God. Let us understand that you are a provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. Let us understand that you are our Father. That you are our Father. And that there's nothing we can do that can ever change that. You cannot disown us. You will not disown us. Hey, Kalibra Do Shata. If you have a prayer language, this is a good time to use your prayer language. But I want you to focus on God. Gradually move your attention from yourself and begin to meditate on who God is. And as he's revealing himself to you, I want you to begin to take notes. I want you to begin to write down things and say, God, reveal yourself. There are different sides to God, and the one you call on is the one that shows up. I call him my shepherd. He leads me. He consistently leads me. And that's why I'm conscious of the fact that I will never be stranded. I can never make a mistake because you lead me. As far as I follow you, you lead me. Everywhere you lead me to is green pastures. Where you lead me to is still waters. And because of you, I know that I will not walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But even if I do, if for any reason I stray, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. At every point in time, you go with me. You are the God who is before me, the God who is behind me, yet the same God who is with me. Lord, I say, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself in our work. Reveal yourself in our moving about, our walking about, our everyday life. Reveal yourself in our conversations. Reveal yourself in the music around us. Reveal yourself in the people around us. In little instances, circumstances, things that happen. Lord, we ask for a revelation, knowledge of who you are. Ah, kaide bo shatali amande keza. Oh, halibra nande kede kialo do shata. In the name of Jesus, we ask for a deep revelation. Oh, just like Apostle Paul cried out, that I may know him. Even after walking with you for over 35 years, he said that I may know him. That I may know him. It was that deep cry in his heart. That's the same cry in our hearts today, oh God. Father, reveal yourself. Lord, reveal yourself. For in knowing who you are, we know who we are. Oh, reveal yourself, oh God. Reveal yourself in our conversations. Reveal yourself in our environment. Reveal yourself in our families, oh God. Reveal yourself. Let us not be in any doubt that you are the Most High God, and that no one can stand beside you. No one can compare with you. No one can challenge you. You are the God who speaks, and everyone who speaks after you is a latecomer. Reveal yourself, oh God. Whatever we're going through, let us see your goodness, oh God. Let us see your hand, oh God. Let us see your majesty, oh God. Let us see your greatness, oh God. The God who makes the clouds his garments. Lord, reveal yourself in our every waking moment, but reveal yourself in our sleep, oh God. Reveal yourself in our office. Fight for us where we cannot fight. Speak for us where we cannot speak. Reveal yourself. Let us begin to know you. Let us begin to recognize your hand in our lives. Let us begin to recognize you in every moment, in everything that you do, oh God. And let our boast be this, that we know and fear you. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. So today, I want to challenge you. What you need to do from now on is the Holy Spirit is available to reveal God to you, but you have to go into the Word. Begin to search. Look through all the scriptures where Jesus said, I am. That's the revelation of who God is. And until then, I'll see you next time. God bless you.